You doing?
Hey, good.
Lisa, whenever you're ready.
It's on.
All right.
Trivia crack?
Yeah, I'm terrible at trivia crack.
All right, we're back in our budget work sessions. We're with Veterans Affairs today. Welcome. Thank you guys very, very much. And let's jump right in.
Alrighty.
Not a lot in revenues, but let's start there.
Alrighty. There was a couple of areas. I thought we had a lot of miscellaneous revenue line items here. One was for a one-time grant that we received for the Nevada American Legions, which is the first one, 8,121.31. So I just recommended we probably don't need that anymore. We have another miscellaneous, and the second one down has a little bit of money in it, looks like it there. And then our $10,000 we get from the state, Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs. And then there's a couple other general funds, so I guess I just kind of turned to Lisa to see if there's a...
I think at one point in time you wanted a special line for donations, so that's why there's a donation down there. I mean, what happens typically, Brett, is when a revenue comes in and you say it's for this, and depending on how it flows through, but I can inactivate the ones that, like, the local government payments is not used.
Yeah.
But like this year, the donation line item, it's got $500 brought into it already. So I don't really want to get rid of it if you're getting donations.
Okay. Yeah. And whatever.
And
I would just turn to you.
Miscellaneous revenues, like sometimes you might get a refund for something, and it's a miscellaneous. It truly is a miscellaneous revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean. Oh.
Whatever we don't need there.
Yeah, okay.
And I know that one was when we were doing services for Boone County.
Right.
However, Boone County is vacant again, so.
Oh, no.
Why did we budget $10,100 in donations last year?
I don't know. Why did you budget $10,100 in donations last year? Did you have a big donation you thought you were getting?
$10,000, yeah, there was, but it was an estate, if that's the $10,000 you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, there's $10,000 that comes from the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, but this is different than that. The donation.
So we had budgeted $20,200 last year, and we're now amending that down to $10,200, which I struggle with because we've already got $10,500 in, so we wouldn't go to $10,200, right?
Right.
Yeah, I've got written down here on last year that he was expecting a $10,000 donation.
There was a $10,000 estate donation, and last I heard it's still tied up with attorneys. I at the time I thought it sounded like it was probably gonna happen. So.
And the 500 in donations that you have, are those just miscellaneous donations? Is it one big donation? What do we got coming in there?
I was looking. I don't know. Lisa, where did you see that at, 500?
Very last line, the donations revenue.
Yeah, I don't recall where that came from exactly.
I'm showing that you brought in $500 already for this today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from. Just somebody donating.
All right. My suggestion, if everybody's okay with it, would be we leave the miscellaneous in there. We leave donations down below, but we budgeted at 500. Maybe we get the 10,000. Maybe we don't get the 10,000. It's tied up with lawyers. So that would take us to 10,600 in revenues. We're at 10,500 already this year is what we brought in this year. So it's basically just taking what we're talking about for this year.
Yeah, I see 10,600.
Okay.
Yep.
Paul, you okay with that?
Yep.
Sounds good. Hey, before we go too far into this, I wanted to make sure I introduce our new commissioner, Lee Bauer.
Sure.
And this is his first meeting, budget work session, and first meeting with the board. But Lee's been with us since July, and he's retired. He's a retired colonel from the Air Force. Over 31 years of experience in the fighter and airlift operation and intelligence and joint staff leadership experience. And, he's got a resume it would take me the rest of the day to try to read through all this. But, diplomatic experience in 10 different countries and a couple of master's degrees, and so we're really want to welcome Lee, to the table here for his first budget work session, and I think so far he's enjoying being the commissioner.
Well, standing. Well, I guess I didn't realize that it's just been since July. I know Lee and I have bumped into each other at multiple meetings, and so I didn't recognize. We're so glad that you joined the commission, and we appreciate your expertise coming and using it for us.
Yep. So,
outstanding.
Wanted to make sure we mentioned that.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, so if we could move on now to expenses.
Okay.
And the first thing I'm going to ask that we do is draw a line right under flex benefits, which is halfway down page 195. And let's talk about everything from there up, because none of it is right, and it's all going to change.
Right.
And we don't know how it's going to change yet.
Not that it was putting in, it wasn't entered in correctly.
No, it's not that you didn't put it in right, you did just fine.
Okay.
It's just none of it is accurate now based on what we know. So what's happening here in Story County, and Brett, I don't know how much, if any, of this you've shared with your commission, but we received a federal ruling with the new health care law. Our current method of providing health benefits is no longer acceptable. It's disallowed by rule via the Affordable Care Act. And so we've got to dig in and look at the way we provide benefits here in Story County. Our expectation at this point, and we hope to move through the process as rapidly but as thoroughly as we possibly can, our expectation is that we're going to see our employer flex benefits across the board for Story County go up. Not flex benefits. Our employer benefits go up. There is absolutely not going to be the flexibility. Currently, every employee in Story County gets $575 a month to use however they see fit. They can either apply it to health insurance through the county, or they can take the $575 cash and go purchase their own health insurance. Or if you're like me and you're on your wife's insurance at Iowa State, you take the $575 and you do something else with it. That can't happen anymore. It cannot be cash. So as we dig into this, it's our expectation. It's been really clean and simple for Story County from a budgetary point of view, right? $575 per month times employees, and that's what it's going to cost us, and plug it into the budget and let's go. It's not going to be that clean anymore, because we're probably going to move to something more along the lines of certain percentage of a family plan, certain percentage of an individual plan. Maybe there's some kind of cafeteria package along with it, and we haven't gotten there yet, so we don't know what our cost is going to be. I may not be referring directly to Veterans Affairs when I say that we expect flex benefit, that line item, that amount, which is right now it's $13,000, $13,800 that we have in there. I don't know that will go up for Veterans Affairs. It's going to depend on what kind of plans we offer and what Brett and Luke end up taking of those plans. Our firm expectation is of $2.3 million that Story County spent last year in these flex benefits that will now become health benefits. It's our expectation that that amount will go up, maybe dramatically, but it will go up. So what I'm asking of you is to draw a line there and disregard those numbers above it. We're going to put it together. The second thing that's going to impact it is we are going to budget salaries differently than we've been budgeting in the past. The way Story County has traditionally budgeted salaries is we've said Veterans Affairs has two approved positions, therefore we're budgeting the full amount for those two positions. Well, for Veterans Affairs, that might be great. Brett, I fully expected you and Luke are there and going to remain there, and clearly that's what we're going to spend. But for some of our departments where we have a little bit of turnover or we have things that happen, we are not seeing 100% utilization of those approved positions, and we want to budget closer to actual. Again, my expectation is that you need to know, whatever we do, it does not impact those two positions. We may come back in and we may budget instead of the $104,000, we may come in and we may budget $98,000 as a percentage of that. And if we do that, and we get to this point next year or just after this point next year and recognize, oh, yeah, Luke and Brett have been there the whole time, and that's we're going to spend $106,000 or whatever it is, we're going to amend those dollars back into the budget. You'll be whole. It's a budgetary tool for us, and it's trying to get closer to budgeting to actual rather than budgeting to this pie-in-the-sky number. Any questions there?
With this new system, is anybody going to lose money?
Nobody
out of their pocket.
Oh, the
no
new
individual.
The health system.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
you're going to lose $500 and some out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So your income is going to go down.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, yes, it is, but it's a benefit package. So I could end up so if I decided that the county's family health insurance policy was better than what my wife is getting over at Iowa State, I could take that, and it could end up costing the county a heck of a lot of money, and it could end up being more beneficial to me. So it's going to be an individual thing. I've talked about, I believe, and I'm talking for me personally, not the board when I say this, I believe that ultimately we're going to see three different things happen to employees depending on their situation. Either you're somebody who needs a family plan, and you take it through the county, in which case you're going to see an increased benefit from the county. You're going to get more from the county than you've been getting. It's going to be worth more than $575 a month. Or you could be somebody who takes an individual plan through the county, in which case you're probably going to see a very similar benefit. It was $575. It's going to be somewhere in that range. Or you're somebody, the position I'm in right now, where you don't take anything through the county and you end up losing $575 a month in benefit. All said and done, I think it's going to cost the county more across the board, but it's going to now impact employees differently rather than us being able to treat everybody exactly the same.
So it would make employees look at other employment that would maybe be a benefit to them. I mean,
nobody can do it. Nobody can do it that way anymore, though.
I understand, but what about like federal government? If they pay for a plan, period.
We're already losing those people. Because our individual plan right now is $696 a month.
That's not our cheapest one, but we have a plan.
Okay. And our family plan is running somewhere in the $1,400 to $1,500 range. So right now we've got our benefit package, when you look at the provision of health insurance, is not very good. Our benefit package, if you don't need health insurance, is better than you can get most places. And so it really depends. As I understand the intent of the Affordable Care Act, it's to make sure that everybody has affordable health insurance, and that's how I understand that this rule is coming down, and now we've just got to – it changes the way we operate. We've just got to do it.
I understand what's going on with the health industries.
And if we back up a year or so, it seemed like we would come in and provide evidence that we have insurance. I mean, we got the people that got the money.
Yeah, we did that based on. So when the Affordable Care Act passed, one of the first things we did is Alyssa and I, and I think our legal counsel, Jessica Reynolds, went down and visited with a health insurance attorney in Des Moines. And one of the first recommendations, we didn't know where everything was going with this. I mean, I was caught off guard when the ruling came down right at the first of this year. But when we went down there, she warned us that this is a possibility of what could happen as they write these rules for the Affordable Care Act, and recommended at that time that we move to a system. At that point, we were not even verifying that our employees had health insurance.
Right.
So at that point, we moved to making sure that everybody proved that they had health insurance before they could get the flex, and we hoped that that was going to be enough to take care of it. It's not.
Understand.
Okay. I think right now, I mean, there's about 7 employees, the last time I counted, that are, you know, using VA healthcare. I mean, it's the world's largest healthcare system, you know, at a little over 8 million people being served down there. So there's about 7 or so if that's going to matter. But
and that meets the requirements. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah,
being county employees that utilize
county
that.
Employees was
which
around
would, which
7,
would be
but a lot of people like myself, where I have VA health care, I got TRICARE because I'm retired, and then I'm also on my wife's plan. I tell her we probably have way too much insurance, but I'm on her plan that she pays for each payday, and her plan starts in January and ends in December. So you might have that out there.
We've already had that one of our employees,
with
too.
Spouses where ours is going to start in July.
But generally, isn't there some kind of provision that says if your circumstances change?
If it's a life-changing event, and I think...
Which I would contend this is a life-changing event.
I think it is.
In a lot of plans that I know of, and I'm not speaking directly to yours, just as I understand it, there's a provision that says, hey, if something dramatic happens, you have the right to get in here and take a look at this.
Right.
So where something started in January, we could go to another plan in July.
I'm not telling you can. I'm telling you a lot of plans that I know of do have that.
Okay. You would have to check with that employer.
We'll have to look into that then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so questions from Flex Benefits Up. I'm telling you that you're going to end up getting something back that probably has some different numbers in it than what you're seeing right here.
Okay.
It is what it is. We're committed to the positions you have.
This is, in fact, at first of July, we have to make that cut then.
We have to make the change then, but we are going to publish our budget in February, and so you're going to see the numbers at that point.
Okay. And understand that FICA and IPRS change because of the taxability of the flex. Those are, right now... when you get that flex in your check, it's FICA and IPRS covered. It will not be beginning July 1st. So that's why the FICA and IPRS will change also, because they'll go down.
And I want to point out to the commission, it looks like there's employees are getting 2.26%.
2.25, rounded.
The annual pay raise.
At this point in time, that's what we're putting in the budget.
Okay.
2.25.
That was
approved last night by the Compensation Commission for elected officials. We have three bargaining units here in Story County. All three are in the middle of a 3-year contract that was a 2.25, 2.5, and we're in the 2.25 year. It's our intent to offer that same 2.25 to all employees.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay.
Anything else that we need to talk about from Flex Benefits Up? If not, we'll move down. Vehicle fuels and maintenance. What did you calculate this?
Well, I tell you, we just had our monthly commission meeting. We kind of talked that over. And it all started with a conversation that Deb Schildroff and I had. And she was telling me when CLP closed, there would be 16 cars.
Yep.
Sitting around, and she didn't know what county would do with that. So maybe VA could use one for, you know, and I would add to that shuttle and veterans, you know, to their VA hospital appointments, doing home visits to shut-ins, things, you know, nursing home visits, assisted living. Right now we're checking the car out, which is basically in a pool, the pool of cars at community services.
Mm-hmm.
There's several employees and there's 5 cars, so it might be there's a chance that there isn't a car available if Luke or I need one.
Does that happen?
Yeah, it has before. I mean, we'll need a car in June to go to a national school. It's in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna we'll like we did last year, take a car out of their fleet for a week. However, it's gonna cost. You know, it's still gonna be a cost there. So I don't know what the plan is for these cars, but keep us in mind if you're.
We'll keep you in mind. I'll tell you that philosophically, I would just as soon not have as many vehicles and make sure they're really being utilized. And let me make this offer as well. And you guys stop me if I'm making an offer I shouldn't make. The county supervisors have a van, a minivan, and it sits available damn near all the time.
A lot.
If you ever need something, the trip to Wisconsin is a perfect example, and you're afraid that something's not available there, man, just go through us, because I can almost guarantee that ours will be available for you anytime. I'm going to be really, really hesitant as CLP ceases operation as a county-run entity. I'm really going to try hard to not maintain the cost and upkeep of those vehicles unless I can be convinced that we really, really have a hole, that we need one to fill, and I'm not necessarily hearing that from you. What I'm hearing, Brett, is sometimes maybe we might have a problem, and I think with what we have here for us, for a trip or something like that, I think we can accommodate you. So I may be a little tougher sell on that.
Lee and Terry both brought up the idea of just having a pool of cards that everybody can check out? I mean, just have one central location with
it's not going to surprise me at all if in the CLP, and we've got to go through that fleet of cars and see what's worth keeping, because a lot of it is junk. But if we have anything that's worth keeping, it's not going to surprise me at all if you see more likely would be something like community services would get an extra car, so it'd be instead of five in their pool, it'd be six in their pool, but we would make sure it was available to you and maybe juvenile court services who has the same kind of request. And so we increase our use for everybody over there in the human services building, but we don't target cars to, oh, here's one for Veterans Affairs, and here's one for juvenile court services that really don't get used regularly. Let's keep them as part of the pool. So I would expect to see something more like that.
Okay, and so in our budget proposal, what Deb told me was after I submitted this, this is the money that's in there is the 9% that we pay community services.
That's the $1,000.
Yeah, for we just figured out a percentage of what we use the cars. So whether we check out a car this month or not, we're paying 9% of the five cars. Or whether we check out a car every day this month, we're still paying 9%. Now, what will happen next year, obvious, you know, whether your usage goes up or down, that 9% may go up or down. That's kind of the situation.
They pay 9% of the bill to the city of Ames.
Because of our use, because of the amount
for the fleet.
Amount of miles we drove last year.
So we did it based on miles last year. But then you're driving more miles this year, because what I see is we budgeted 500, but you've already used 513.
Yeah, we didn't do the math.
Okay.
We didn't do the monthly. We just didn't do the math right.
Okay.
That's the problem there.
Yeah, so it looks to me like it's 100% increase that we're talking about, but it's really not 100% increase. It's that we had a calculation error last year, and really we're right on at 1,000.
More than we thought.
Yeah, and the problem is the cost. Yeah, the calculation we did a year ago just didn't come out right because the cost has gone up on these five cars, you know, somewhere. So we're 9% is a little bit more than what I thought 9% was going to be. So. So I just wanted to plug all that information in there with the 9% cost of vehicles located at community services, and we don't have any issues. You know, we're checking them out. It's just if there's not a car available, then we just don't check one out, and we use our own. So
then you get reimbursed on mileage,
and then that would come out of another line item.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I'm good there.
Good. Okay.
Amazingly, this will be the first time you've ever heard me say this. I'm fine with office supplies staying at $2,000, which I'm noted for going after $100 here and there on office supplies. $800 looks good to me. The $5,500, I'm not sure we need to be at that full $5,500. Tell me about that one. I mean, we're only at $2,400 so far this year. We spent $5,100 last year.
Okay.
Our four-year average is not anywhere close. You just talk me through why that needs to be $5,500.
Okay. Well, it's for our spring and our fall newsletter. So our fall newsletter was just paid for. That was $2,200.
Yep.
It wasn't that we were sharing the newsletter with Iowa State. It probably would be over $2,500. But and we were sharing with Boone, and now Boone's the VA director over there is gone, so that's pretty much we're not sharing with them until we can get something else going.
Are they gonna come approach us again to help them during the interim?
I don't know. So. Let us know if they do.
So far they haven't. They're supposed to be getting somebody part time from Hamilton County.
Cut.
Yeah.
That's what we last heard.
You know, I had a conversation with one of their commissioners over there, and well, let me say this. I'm just so thankful that I'm in Story County, okay? I mean, and I don't want to say anything bad about Boone County or these other counties, but they just don't have things set up the way we do here. So we see that helping out other counties, you know. They called me up and asked me if I have a job description because they don't have one, and they've been there for 20 years and, you know, stuff like that. But I did tell them, because Luke and I are the only ones, they don't have anybody in that county that can sign off on the driver's license. And it didn't take much. You know, they come in, we look at their discharge, we look for honorable, we look that they served at least one day of service, and we sign the paperwork, and they go get their new driver's license. So I told them, we can take care of that, but, I mean, we're already seeing 90-some people a month. We're both working 40 hours a week. We can't come, you know, they talk about maybe we could come over there at 5 o'clock and keep their office open in the
but
evening.
But there's no talk of this this time around. Right.
Right? This time there's no talk of that. So,
All right.
If you hear something from them, just let us know and we'll see what we can.
So we're at newsletter. What I think I heard you say is you've sent out, you've done one of two of your newsletters.
Yeah.
You've spent $2,407 on that first newsletter, which tells me we're somewhere in that $4,800 to $5,000 range.
Yeah, and then the other one is the other rest of it. That's for like doing some marketing. We didn't really have any money for if we want to had to put something in the paper or do some advertisement for say the supermarket, any of those outreach programs. So that's. That's where that other money.
All right. Well, then how about if we put a couple hundred in for something like that, but not the full 500, and we take this 5,500 to 5,200?
Okay.
So
make it like 5,300? You're saying?
I'm saying 5,200.
Oh, you're saying 5,200.
Yeah. He's going for 53. How about 54?
Let's go 52. I look at the 2,407 that we've spent halfway through the year, and I say that's going to be on the bottom side of 5,000, so that's going to give you a couple hundred dollars or more to be able to run an ad for your supermarket or something like that.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. It'll take all of that just for one ad.
That's
ridiculous. I know what an ad costs.
Just finished running for re-election. We know exactly what those cost.
You know, if you read the paper last night, we got kind of a free ad there on the front page on for commissioner.
Oh good.
A little when the report, I guess when the reporters call you, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it's going free.
So I had somebody stop me at a 7 a.m. Meeting, and had somebody stop me this morning and ask about the commission. So I think he'll be getting his paperwork into you guys to review soon.
Okay.
Let's see. Employee mileage and expense. I mean, clearly you're up. You're at 875 already this year. You asked for 1,100. You want to say anything about that?
No, that covered. I mean, it covers like the commission and their travels,
sure,
to and from meetings, and then anything else would be from POV. So I think that's probably where we're at on that. Looking at the history of the last 3 years, and
we've already used a lot of it though.
Yeah, we've already used.
Oh yeah, you used a lot of it.
Yeah,
we got. You got
our history. I mean, the average is 1251.
I tend to look at that and I say that ought to be 1200 or 1300, not 1100.
I agree.
Okay.
Paul.
Yeah, he's obviously going to go over it.
Yeah, so try to stay with.
I would think
realistic about it.
$1,300 would be a more realistic number.
Mm-hmm. Average is $1,251.
God, you're eating up that $300 I just saved.
All
right, we're good at the $2,500 for communication services. Really? No increase in communication services?
We didn't know with this new phone system and all of that.
Not gotten as many bells and whistles as everybody else.
Okay.
And you know, when Barb first asked me about what I'd like to see in a phone, and I think I gave her like three options. You know, it rings and I call somebody and they leave a message. So
we like you.
Perfect.
That's what I wanted in a phone, but
all right. And I thought your explanation for why we were going from 3,500 to 4,100 was fairly reasonable. Tell me about, so the 3,500, that's not a hard cost. That's your estimation of what that'll cost you to go to NACVSO?
That's one school. The other one is 600.
Right. The commissioners was 600.
Yeah. One is it's a spring and fall school. I think compared to other schools, it used to be $30 registration at 60. For ISAC, that's probably pretty cheap compared to what maybe they might charge. But anyway, so 600 for the state schools, 3,500 And this is just laid out for the school in Wisconsin, where we can take a county car. So we're only talking about gas in that county car.
So just two of you going to Wisconsin. What's the registration up there?
It's $350 apiece.
Okay, I'm still having trouble getting to $3,500 for a drive to. How many days are you up there?
7 days.
Oh, okay, I'm there. Okay, you got me there.
And then
the motel. All
and then
seven days.
Yep. The motel. And
no, I wasn't thinking 7 days.
I mean, I just yeah, it's. And then, I mean, so as long as we can drive somewhere, I think that's about the number that we would go with.
Yep.
But if when we get in the point where we have to fly somewhere, then, you know, that's going to change. That's going to go up from there even if we had to fly somewhere. And I think after we did Michigan, which was a drive, and then Wisconsin, and I think after that one it's going to be a fly one. So the next year would be. Plane Good. Ticket in there, so and that's just to keep us. Now the commission really felt too. Education is really a priority. Keep us educated. The VA is changing so much that it takes more than just going to these schools. I mean, it takes just about any spare minute you get. Get on the website, start reading up about, on the VA's webpage to keep up with all their changes. So. They even have some benefits. We like this. There's some benefits that veterans can get or surviving spouses can get now without filling out a form. Wow, that's nice.
Government
that's, you know,
form.
Yeah, because everything else is, it takes a form. So, yeah, that's the numbers on that one. And then the I tacked on about another $50 for each commissioner. Right now we have $50 for training, which is a fall school. And so that we have an option of getting them, you know, to another school. We have district training, get them compensated for that $50 a day is what it is.
Okay.
We can compensate them. So that's two on training. Utilities, I think we're kind of at the... Any issues there on utilities, see?
Well, yeah, I want to go up from there. Medical care, we haven't used anything this year. We were $475 last year. Clearly, a few years ago, we had a $1,000 year, but I'm not sure. So all we want in here, we recognize that we're going to do what we need to do in these line items. We're just trying to project it as close as we can. You know, I tend to think it's more like a $500 bill in that one. Lisa, what do you sense from your history?
It's... What you said, we're going to pay for it if it
happens.
Going
to pay for it. Yeah. We're trying to set our plan, and so I think that 700 is more like a 500.
I'd be good with that. I mean, 569 is our three-year average number, and
yeah, but that 569 has the $1,000 year in it, and then we were 186, and then we were 475, and so when I look at it, I say 500. We may go over it, we may double it, but 500 is a reasonable assumption.
Okay. You know, and I would say maybe the reason that isn't as used as much as it maybe it should be or whatever is you know, with VA healthcare getting
right.
People in there, I suppose, and. But that still covers our dental and vision assistance that we can do if there's mm-hmm. no other way that they can get sure. those services. We just haven't seen a whole lot of people for those things.
So no, and please understand, we're not telling you for a second don't use it. We're saying let's just estimate what we think it's really going to be, and I think 500 is a good estimate.
I'm okay with that.
Yep. Okay. 10.5 for rent payments makes sense to me based on your history. 1,500 for utility payments is probably a little heavy, but I'm actually okay with that this year, and then we take another look next year. Paul, unless you want to do something there.
No. Nope.
The $300 for transportation makes sense to me. $5,500, I'd just soon keep that $5,000. Again, we're going to spend what we spend, and it's going to come, in segments of $1,800? I mean, we just know that. It's just going to come down to how many of those we do. But I don't see any reason to take that up by 10% because it's going to be what it's going to be, and we haven't seen anything that hit us. We had one year where we went just over the 5,000. I think 5,000 is about right.
Yep. We've done one funeral this fiscal year, and that number, I think it seemed like to me it just reflects three funerals. I don't know. We've always just figured whatever three is. The 2% is just so that we marry up with community services. You'll see them next week, and they got 2% in theirs. So we're dealing with the same vendors. We want to be able, I think we'll have a problem with the funeral homes if, this person's a non-veteran and they get this much money, and if they're a veteran.
Yeah, no. The commitment we've made is we were going to keep the cost to you the same.
Okay.
But to me, the $5,000 doesn't have a whole lot to do with the cost because we can't project out how many we're actually going to do. So I think it was 2 years ago that we made a commitment to you and community services because it was different amounts at that time.
Right.
We want them to be the same amount. We're going to keep them the same amount. So if they increase what they're paying per funeral, it's going to be increased for you guys.
Okay.
To me, that doesn't impact the $5,000 simply because we don't know how many we're going to do, and we're going to do whatever we've got to do.
Yep.
I just want a good solid number in there, and I don't see any reason to bump something up 10% just for the sake of bumping it up 10%. I want to leave it where it was.
Yep.
Okay.
With that if we do a 2% increase, it'd be 1841. I just kind of laid that
absolutely
out there.
And so we recognize that if we do two funerals, we've got enough money in. If we do three, we don't have enough in. And we're estimating that on average, we're going to do somewhere in that 2 to 3 range. Some years we'll go over, some years we'll be under.
I think there was one year we did, seemed like we did five, and there's been a lot of years where, that was one year we were pretty much, by the end of July, we were done. It just happens that way.
Yeah, no,
Indigent veterans, we're all gonna, chances are we're all gonna die someday, and some people
odds are pretty good.
People just don't plan for that, apparently, and so.
That's the one truism we can all be sure of. We'll never get out of it alive.
Yep.
And so the last one, Kara Graves, you're going to have to talk me through why you want to put an extra $300 in there. It looks to me like the $2,000 does it.
It's just, last year, we just kind of kept with that last year and we just didn't buy any more. Kind of ran pretty low on that. It's just... the cost a little bit for these bronze markers has gone up a little bit. These are just for burial in the county.
So we're not going out and doing something with the graves. We're making sure that there's a bronze marker on them.
Right. Yeah, they're rods. I should have brought one with me. You might have seen them in the cemeteries with a round marker.
Right.
And last year we actually borrowed some from Boone County to make them through the year. So that's what I was.
Yeah.
A little bit more money on there so we don't have to borrow from another
county. Yeah, I don't want us to have to borrow from another county. If that's something we need to do, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
I'm fine with the $2,300 then.
But it's just going, it's just one marker per veteran buried in Story County. If they served in more than one war, then we just give the family a choice, which one do you want? And then, oh, by the way, this is where you can order the other one. So we're not doing two at some time you might have three wars that a person served.
But we're doing one.
What? We're doing
and
one.
And if they want the others, they can buy those.
Yep, yeah, we give them that option. So
that sounds reasonable to me, and I don't want us to have to borrow from Boone County.
Okay. Very yeah.
All right, so any questions or anything else we need to talk about along those lines? Anything you guys would want to talk about? Lisa, what did we do all said and done?
$800 out total.
Okay, so it goes from...
$178,790 to $177,990.
Okay, $177,990, and that will change when we change the flex and the salary stuff. Okay, if there's nothing else, everybody good?
Yep.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Lee, thanks.